Formerly employed by a Fortune 10 healthcare company, Bonnie Chavez took it as a sign when she lost her comfortable job in a takeover and downsizing. The New Mexico native, now living in Roanoke, wanted to help small businesses and nonprofits thrive by offering consulting and executive coaching services. Thus, Building Beloved Communities was born, the name inspired by a phrase used by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a speech. BBC, which went through the Gauntlet Business Competition this spring in Vinton, also pledges to donate $50,000 annually to local nonprofits, both in the Roanoke area and in New Mexico.
Working in the for-profit world, I loved. I got to do a lot of philanthropy work. It was fantastic. But I felt like the values, the logistics were just creating barriers to our most vulnerable populations. As the weeks went by, it was just more and more almost insurmountable. And I started writing a business plan. If I could do anything in the world, it would be this.
Marketing guidance and assistance on company operations, removing roadblocks. The pain points, she says, to growth are at the core of what BBC does for both small, for-profit, and nonprofit organizations.
Maximize your revenue, really increase your output, and make sure that you uplift your community in some way. So using local vendors, donating to nonprofits, and then I do the same work for nonprofits, galvanizing them so that they can actually hopefully solve what they're working on as opposed to just the Band-Aid and making sure that they have the funding to do so.
Chavez says going through the Gauntlet Business Competition this spring led to some rebranding and a sharpening of that business plan, and now she has hired the woman who oversaw the Gauntlet for the Advancement Foundation, Shannon Dominguez, as her director of Virginia operations.
Ourselves as people tend to be the thing that holds us back the most. And so sometimes people know what to do, but they need someone else to come and stand beside them and say, yes, you're right. Your largest lack of income right now is because you have empty spaces. Once you fill those spaces, you're going to bring in money.
BBC also strives to help women business owners overcome what Bonnie Chavez calls a patriarchy, where women take what's been given and don't negotiate for things like the higher salaries they deserve.
I want women to be empowered to make their own decisions about their career, their education, and their economic empowerment, right? So a woman who has the ability to spend money the way she sees fit has economic power in our society. And if you can do that, heck yes, we can put our money where our values are.
BBC helped raise $12,000 for Roanoke Hospitality House, a proposed shelter for out-of-town families that come to the area for medical treatment. Now BBC is working with Fleet Feet Roanoke and their own nonprofit Project Forward Initiative, which is currently raising $240,000 to buy new athletic shoes for disadvantaged children in Roanoke City. Robin Lewis is the co-owner of Fleet Feet Roanoke.
We've never done anything of this size. We've raised money for nonprofits for a long time and have had success with that, but never at this scale.
Meanwhile, Building Beloved Communities, now 3 years old, says they have consulting contracts all across the country. For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.